It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
We are joined this morning by the president of the local Kiwanis Club, Faye Schultz, also the vice president and secretary, and Ann Tucker. Welcome. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Faye, let's first off talk about this award that you won. Amador Medallion from the Spastic Paralysis Research Foundation. This is an award that's named for the late Dr. Louis V. Amador. He was a professor of clinical surgery and the founding medical director of the Kiwanis, Illinois, Eastern Iowa District Spastic Paralysis Research Foundation. The award was given by the foundation's board of directors. You received it Tuesday, September 30th. Talk about what this award is and how it came about that you were nominated and received this award. And congratulations, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. It was a big surprise to me, and I was really pleased. The Spastic Paralysis Research Foundation, quite a mouthful, addresses issues that concern cerebral palsy, spina bifida, and probably in the last 10 or 15 years also Alzheimer's, any brain-based disorder. And it's given to people who have done outstanding service to Kiwanis. And I guess that people in Division 19 felt that I had done a great job as president and other activities that I've been involved in with Kiwanis, and so they nominated me for the award.
Different community service organizations focus on different things. Has this been in Kiwanis for a long time, this organization helping them out?
It's been around the Spastic Paralysis Research Foundation since 1952. And rather than giving money directly to hospitals who treat children, the idea was that we help doctors to do the research to cure some problems. One of the first things I found out about years ago was that they were doing surgery on children that had spina bifida while they were still in the womb to correct the problem and lessen the damage. So it doesn't cure the problem, but it's an amazing kind of thing that they can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and except for those who are affected like this, this is one of the things that might fly under the radar. We've all heard a little bit about it, but we really don't know that much. I mean, there are some organizations, the Breast Cancer with the Susan Komen Foundation. I mean, some of these have really elevated their level of awareness, but we can't be an expert on everything. And this, I'm sure the folks with the Spina Bifida Foundation and Spastic Paralysis have to have Kiwanis high on their list of angels that are out there working for them. It's got to be a good feeling to help out people like that.
It is. And every so often you say something to somebody and they say, oh, my brother has spina bifida. And he was treated at the St. Louis Hospital or the Peoria Hospital and got some assistance from a doctor who had done some research on this. So it's pretty amazing.
And if you would give us more information as far as Division 19, and we're talking about Eastern Iowa and Illinois. How many actual Kiwanis clubs are there within this region?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Do you know, Faye? No, I do not.
I didn't mean
to put you on the spot.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
In our division, there's probably five.
Yeah, in our division, there's probably five. So, yeah, there's Abingdon Club and us and
Monmouth,
Kewaunee.
Oh, no, Macomb.
Macomb.
Mm-hmm. And then a McDonough County Club.
Okay. Yeah.
And then does that include some from the Iowa side of the river also, or is that, or are they kind of separate? Or?
That's Division 18.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So was this when they actually presented you with the award, Faye, was it like some kind of big, dinner or something or meeting, or how did you know, find out about it?
Well, it was at our regular meeting, and actually I'm now the past president, thankfully.
Oh, okay.
I had a great time, but that was my last opportunity day to be president. It was our installation of new officers, so our lieutenant governor, Juanine Stout, was there, and she installed the new officers, and then they surprised me with that award. So
she was very surprised.
Yeah.
Good.
Very well deserved.
Yeah. Thank you.
Faye, it always triggers the question when I see somebody doing a lot of public service. What drives you? What got you interested in Kiwanis? What got you started with this?
I got started in Kiwanis when I was teaching at Galesburg High School, and I became the Key Club advisor. And the Key Club is the high school organization of Kiwanis. Kiwanis actually serves all ages with different kinds of organizations. So I got started there, went to convention with the Key Clubbers, saw how big and powerful the organization was. I've always done some kind of community service in my life, and thought that this would be a great organization to continue to be part of. Plus, it's great fellowship, wonderful people, and gives me an opportunity to find out about different things in the community that otherwise I wouldn't find out about at our meetings.
So. Well, that's one of the things that's so great about the Key Club. It's getting kids involved at a younger age to realize what community service not does to who they're helping out, but what it does for them as well.
Mm-hmm. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. And is this the major focus of Kiwanis as far as their fundraising, or is this just a part of what Kiwanis is all about?
We actually do quite a lot that I don't think people are aware of. We have a peanut drive that goes to fund our scholarships, and we have scholarships for most recently for Carl Sandburg College students. We've given out a couple $1,000 scholarships to them. We also have our Pancake Day coming up,
yes,
which we have to mention.
Oh,
November 14th, we serve probably the best pancakes of any service club, I believe. So
I've heard that.
Our tickets are $5 for that. We have a lunchtime dinner and then dinner. So that'll be coming up. And at that, we also have Key Club helpers. So they're involved in that service training.
Is that still at the Methodist Church? Or?
It's at Trinity.
At Trinity, that's
mm-hmm.
right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
And that money goes for?
And that money goes for scholarships as well.
Now, that usually.
The Christmas shopping.
It takes 30 to 40 children shopping for clothes for themselves. For the winter.
Mm-hmm. Go out and get some hats and boots or,
yep,
or whatever.
Hats, yeah. Boots, whatever.
Coats.
Yeah.
We get in contact with the schools, and then we bring them in. And that really is my favorite event that we have. That really kind of sealed the deal for me with Kiwanis, just to be able to help those children right here in our community. So that's always a good time. That's coming up. The 1st of December, we'll be taking them out. We also actually make some fabric dolls that we drop off at the local hospitals for any children that are undergoing procedures. They have that doll to somewhat comfort them and express their emotions with that doll.
They're called trauma dolls,
mm-hmm,
huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And actually, I had received one back when my daughter was, oh gosh, probably 3 or 4. And now here I am, a part of what she had already received. So another program that Faye's involved with that's a great program is Baby Talk.
Yeah, I go to the hospital a couple times a week. Well, I call them first and I say, are there any babies? And then I take a board book designed for children to the new moms and babies. I let them pick one out of a selection and also give them a folder of information about our community, things like the public health department, the library, and also a little flyer about get your car seat checked and don't shake your baby, and just other suggestions about how to stimulate the baby's brain so they're ready for school.
Mm-hmm. Faye, in your years in service organizations, I mean, fundraising is such a major part. Have you seen the changes over the years that it's so much harder, especially in an area like this where the economy is not great, and maybe the economy in general, and there's so many directions people's monies are going? I mean, there's so many charitable organizations now and so many events that happen. Have you found that it's gotten a little tougher to raise the funds you need to do the good work that the Kiwanis Club does?
I don't know that I have that much perspective because I haven't done the fundraising that long to know. I find people in Galesburg very generous.
Yeah, well, and you've got, I guess, rather than just counting on donations as such, I think when you have the pancake meal, the peanut thing, I mean, there's an exchange there. So yeah. I think you get the recognition for your club, but you're also providing something. So I suppose in that aspect, Dan, it probably alleviates, you know, trying to spread things too thin. You're able to, I think people, when they see the peanut guy out there, they go, oh, there's Kiwanis.
Right.
I think you've done that long enough that people recognize
right.
and trust you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we always get a good response, you know, for just a little packet of peanuts. You know, we are collecting money at both Hy-Vees and get a lot of people that do stop and talk to you. And we also like to get our little ones involved in that, too. It's kind of hard to walk past a little kid that says, hey, hi, how are you? A little bit of marketing there with our kids. But, yeah, I think, you know, Peanut Days is synonymous to Kiwanis. But we're, you know, we're happy to be here this morning because there is so much more that we're doing that we'd like the public to know. And our first focus is on the children. That's really what we strive to do and help and make a difference. So.
8:23, the WGIO Morning News. We're talking with Faye Schultz and Ann Tucker from the Kiwanis Club of Galesburg. So, Ann, having been the vice president and Faye gave up the presidency, are you bumped up now? Are you the big kahuna now?
No. I still have one more year. Okay. I was just installed as the vice president.
Okay, so who's the new president then now?
Ron Greek.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and I'm actually serving two roles, vice president and secretary. I've been secretary for 3 years.
Quite a while.
I think.
Because nobody else wants it? Is that
exactly. That is exactly it. And I can't say no. So, yes, that's it.
One of the great things about your organization locally, you were recognized last spring for recruiting the most new members of any club in the division and including those in Eastern Iowa. And Faye says you brought in three or four persons each year into the organization. How do you find those people? How do you twist their arm, so to speak?
Basically, what I do is I invite them to come to lunch, and I enjoy Kiwanis so much that I'm happy to say, why don't you try it? And a lot of people say, sure, I'll come to lunch, and I'd say about half of them say yes, and a lot of people say, well, this just doesn't fit in my schedule, or, you know, this isn't right for me right now, but it's kind of like when we used to do blood drives. What's the main reason people don't give blood? Is nobody asked them. Mm-hmm. So same thing with Kiwanis. Why haven't you joined? Well, nobody asked me. So I won't give out my phone number, but if you're interested in Kiwanis, we meet on Tuesdays at the Kensington Ballroom. Not today, but next week. We have something in the evening tonight. You can find us on Facebook under Galesburg Kiwanis, and you know, we can give you some more information about the club. So that'd be great to have new members. We're always looking for new members.
Mm-hmm. And I see you're honored for your work as the secretary, and Ron Cooler also got a nice award as president, right?
Right. Yeah, that was a nice award for our work. Ron had a good year right before Faye, and every month we turn in reports, or I turn in reports as secretary to Kiwanis International, just letting them know what we're doing and how our meetings are going, how many members we have. So apparently I did an okay job, and it was nice to be recognized for that. So,
and also as a club, you received the Kiwanis International Distinguished Club Award for 2012 and 2013. What is that, just for everything the local organization did?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just were awesome that year. So,
I'm sure you're always awesome.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a wonderful award. We really had a lot of active people during that year, and Faye and Ron and their presidencies. They did a really, really great job, and especially I think Faye's mission was to bring in new members, and we did have quite a few new members, so we're really happy about that. So,
all right. But again, if somebody's interested in joining Kiwanis, Tuesdays at the Kensington, what time?
Normally? About 11:45 we start.
Okay. And not today. You've got an evening event, but normally Tuesdays at the Kensington if somebody's interested in helping out and becoming a member.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Faye, again, congratulations on the award. Thank you again for your time and the service you do for the community.
Thank you.
And as well, congratulations on your award as a secretary and again, all the work you do here in Galesburg.
Thank you.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.